A campaign finance scandal involving Delaware Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long has sent the Democratic gubernatorial primary into uncharted territory. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Chris Barish has the story of the issue that's now dominating the race.
The fallout has been widespread. In the week since a state report said Hall Long violated state laws repeatedly over several years by not properly disclosing spending and giving nearly $300,000 in payments to her husband that she now says were repayments for loans. Hall Long won't talk to WHYY News, but issued statements disputing some findings and noting that the Department of Elections won't refer the matter to prosecutors for possible criminal charges. Fellow primary contender Matt Meyer isn't satisfied and called for deeper scrutiny during an outdoor press conference this week.
Laws don't apply to some more than others. That's why today I'm calling for a federal investigation into Ms. Hall Long's near-decade-long illegal conduct. The report provides evidence that she tried to cover it up and was still covering it up until the last moment when she asked our state election commissioner to keep the report detailing the illegalities confidential.
Hall Long responded with, quote, "When you're an accomplished woman in politics, I know that comes with a target on my back." Yet female state lawmakers, Medina Wilson-Anton and Sophie Phillips, are calling on their fellow Democrat to quit the race. Phillips said the findings disgusted her.
I was honestly shocked. I didn't know any of that to be true. As an elected official, I need to be able to trust the executive branch, and especially someone who's going to be in charge of running a $6 billion budget. So, yes, just utter shock.
Governor Carney and the state Democratic Party continue endorsing Hall Long against Newcastle County Executive Meyer and former state Environmental Protection Chief Colin O'Mara. The winner of the September 10th primary will face one of two Republicans, House Minority Leader Mike Ramone or former Rehoboth Beach cop Jerry Price, in the November 5th general election. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.